Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Thursday, April 25th. Today on Forbes, the tech bros powering Silicon Valley's military fever dream with energy drinks, God, and nicotine. In February, hundreds of people converged on Sand Hill Road in Silicon Valley for a party thrown by Andreessen Horowitz, also known as A16Z, and the defense contractor Anduril, to send a loud message. America is under threat, and now is the time to build. Many attendees were tracking the arrival of a group of mostly male 20-something entrepreneurs who call themselves the Gundo Bros. They were posting live updates of their journey on a party bus from El Segundo, the neighborhood adjacent to LAX Airport and home to major defense contractors. Sporting mullets, chewing on nicotine pouches, and crushing energy drinks, the group sang patriotic songs while charging up the Pacific 101 highway. At one point, they stopped on the side of the road to pray and to launch a drone. Tracking their antics from afar on X, A16Z founder Mark Andreessen spurred them on, saying, quote, "Drive faster, the party's starting." The so-called unofficial Stanford Defense Tech kickoff party was advertised as a public rebuke to the university, where, weeks earlier, a student panel at the Stanford Graduate School of Business had denied an application to form a defense tech club. In the years since an employee revolt at Google prompted the tech giant to drop a major Pentagon contract in 2016, venture capital firms have responded by pouring more than $100 billion into defense tech companies, giving rise to a new generation of military-facing startups led by founders like Palmer Luckey, the billionaire founder of Anduril, known for donning Aloha shirts, a mullet, and signature goatee. In Luckey's mold, the so-called Gundo delegation has emerged as the face of this trend, loudly promoting their new flavor of Silicon Valley hustle. They pump iron while they code, host weekly bonfires on the beach, and shotgun energy drinks. They're calling for a return to America's hardware building roots in El Segundo, where pioneers like Jack Northrop and Allen Lockheed built the pillars of America's arsenal. And they embrace effective accelerationism, a philosophy that calls for technology to advance no matter the cost, and which counts Andreessen as its poster endorser. Entrepreneur Isaiah Taylor, who started his nuclear reactor company, Valor Atomics, in El Segundo last summer, described the so-called Gundo founder, Zeitgeist, as, essentially, a 1950s cigarette ad. In a message to Forbes, he wrote, quote, "The vibe is that America is back, dudes rock, nicotine is good, actually. We're going to the moon again, and Mars. We're tired of only software companies coming out of America. It's good and awesome to defend our country and to build weapon systems that do that." It helps that the vibe is also endorsed by a $500 million fund launched by Andreessen last year in support of, quote, "American dynamism," the belief that American companies should be building America's future. General partner Catherine Boyle debuted the term 2 years ago in a manifesto arguing that the American superpower was in decline, kneecapped by special interest groups, regulatory capture, and, quote, "perverse structural incentives." Last year, lobbyists for the venture firm spent more than $1 million targeting lawmakers, and Andreessen employees separately donated more than $20 million to recent political campaigns. Led by Boyle and fellow partner David Yulevich, the fund has pledged to invest in sectors like defense, aerospace, and public safety, and has become a powerful credo for young founders hoping their creations will shape the future of war. Andreessen Horowitz and Boyle declined to comment. While Andreessen Horowitz is perhaps the most devout supporter of the Gundo Bros, other investors like Sean McGuire, a partner at Sequoia who has backed multiple defense tech companies like Mach Industries, have cheered the movement as well. John Coogan, entrepreneur in residence at Founders Fund, made a video tour with founders in the neighborhood, in it saying, quote, "American innovation in hardware is making a comeback, and it's happening in El Segundo." Not everyone has been so enthusiastic. Online commentators have wondered about the movement's glaring gender disparity. One source familiar with the El Segundo defense tech scene estimated that at one event, there were just two women in a scrum of 150 hackers. Another noted the same issue, but claimed the Gundo Bros are not representative of the larger landscape. For full coverage, check out David Jean's and Sarah Emerson's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.